Just waiting, just want to.
We were learning brachas yud beis amud aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara says that the bracha after kriya shma is the bracha of Goal Yisrael. We mentioned the Tshuvas HaRashba that the three brachas of kriya shma correspond to the three parshios. Each bracha spells out the theme of each one of the parshios. So the third bracha, Goal Yisrael, spells out the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Chacham made a takana. You should say Emes V'yatzim V'shachris and Emes Yamun Emar. The Gemara said one of those doesn't say Emes V'yatzim V'shachris. The Rishonim say it's not to be taken literally. What if you switched? You said Emes V'Emunah in the morning. You said Emes V'Yatzeh at night. But yeah, but it's also good. It means L'Yotzeh Dechavosei. You're not fully Yotzeh in a proper fashion. Tesis just points out what's the Pirush Hamilos of Emes V'Yatzeh Menachem Mekayim Yosher. What does it mean? So apparently, some misunderstood that it's referring to the Shechina. Emes V'yatzeh, the Shechina is Emes V'yatzeh. So Tesis said, where does the Shechina come in here? It has nothing to do with the Shechina. Emes V'yatzeh refers to Hadavar Hazeh. How does the sentence end? Hadavar Hazeh. What is Hadavar Hazeh? The Kriya Shema that we just recited. All the principles of faith that we said in the Kriya Shema, so we confirm all of them and we say, Emes V'yatzeh, everything is true. In fact, in the big Siddur, Eitz HaTfila, so they quote a suggestion that was brought to the attention of the Vilna Gaon, and he liked it very much, that the Emes V'yatzeh Menachem has 16 adjectives, 16 words, corresponding to the 15 psukim, and the line is not a pasuk, Baruch Shem Kvar Machusa V'yom Avod, it corresponds to those 16 lines in Kriya Shema, in the first two parashiyas of Shema. When we say Emes, we mean that Shema Yisrael Shema Keinu Shem Echad, that's Emes. V'yatzi, we're referring to Baruch Shem Kvar Mechlus of Yom Vod, we're confirming that. V'yavta Es Hashem Alekech, so we say V'nochon. Every phrase of the 16 phrases corresponds to the 16 lines in the Kriya Shema. So the Vilna Gaon thought that was the correct Shema. So that's what Tosha says, Emes V'yatzi has nothing to do with the Shechina. It goes on Hadavar Hazeh. What we just said, Kriya Shema, we are now stating that everything that we said, we believe in. Then the Gemara says that there are certain parts in the Shemoneh Esrei where a person is supposed to do Kriya. The original din is on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan HaTosefta Eile Brochis Shodem Shoche Bohem. There are two brochis in the Shemoneh Esrei where he's supposed to bow down Tzila Vasof. Ovois by Magen Avraham is called the Bracha Avodah, so Tchila Baruch Ator in the beginning, Baruch Ator Hashem Magen Avraham. And then Moedim also, the Tchila Basar, we're supposed to bow down in the beginning, Hoidor, Hoidor means the Bracha Moedim, so Moedim and Achnu Lochi bow down, and then Baruch Ator Hashem Atov Shimcha Luchan Elohod is Tchila Basar. The Gemara says that this is as far as a Hedyot is concerned, a regular person. A Kohen Gadol should bow down by every Bracha, two versions, whether the beginning of every Bracha, the end of every Bracha, and a Melech should bow down even more than that. A melech, Kohen Gadol has a higher position, so he has to be more machnia himself. So he should bow down in connection with each one of the brachas. And the melech has even a higher position of honor than the Kohen Gadol has, so he should even be machnia himself more. And one who's not a Kohen Gadol, not a melech, let's say plain hedyot, the plain person is davening, so he's not allowed to bow down more than Ovis Tzila Vasof and Moedim Tzila Vasof. And if he does, so we have to educate him, Alam Demosa Shalo Yishcha. We have to explain to him in a nice way that he shouldn't bow down more than a Chachamim Mamasak. So this is a Tosefta that appears on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara Behemshech, the Gemara has, if you look there on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, on the first wide line, Rava Kora Behaidor Tchila Basof. Rava had the practice of bowing down by Moedim in the beginning and the end. Ami Le Rabbanim, so the students raised the question by Rav, Amai Kovin Mar Hochi, what do you do that? Where'd you get this from? What do you mean, where'd you get this from? That's what it says in the Tosefta. Everybody does that. He says, where'd you get this from? So he says, well, I saw my Rebbe did like that. Amaluhu Chazina Le Rav Nachman Dekorah. But Chazina Le Rav Sheshes Dekorah. He said, Rav Nachman did it, Rav Sheshes did it. Aye, but there's a brisa that says, you're not supposed to bow down by Hoidor. Whoever bows down by Moedim, Harezim, Megunas. And Moedim says, no, that goes in Hoidor Shebehalo. When you say, Hoidor Hashem Kitad, you shouldn't bow down. Aye, but there's a brisa that says Haidah the Haidah Shebehala. That goes on Noidu Lecha in Bichas Hamazon. He says Noidu Lecha in Bichas Hamazon. You shouldn't bow down. But in the Shmoneh Esrei, so we follow Ravim. So the Rajba asks over here, what's going on over here? What are they picking on Ravim? That's what it says in the Tosefta on Amanah. What, the students were not familiar with the Tosefta? So the Rajba says, he thinks that the Tosefta is referring to one who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. And he says, Moedim, and he finishes off, HaTav Shimcha L'chanor L'hodos. And Ravim, on Amid Beis, with the dispute with the students, he's talking about bowing down when you say Moedim Derabbanan, when the Chazan repeats the Chazoras Hashatz. So the Gemara says in Masechet Sotam, Perek Elu Nemorim, that the Tzibur should say along. If the Chazan says Moedim out loud and no one reacts, no one says anything, so it looks as if he's saying Moedim and we don't believe in it. So we should say Moedim as well. So Rabbi had to practice. Not only do you bow down when you start Moedim Derabbanan, you should bow down. That everybody had to practice, but Rav would bow down Tchila V'Sof, even on the Moedim Derabbanan. Exactly what is the Sof of Moedim Derabbanan? So by us, this last line is Baruch Kel HaHoda'os. So they say the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he didn't bow down Baruch Kel HaHoda'os. He would bow down before that, because the Bavli has the Nusach in Perek El Nemor in Mesota. So why do we call it Moedim Derabbanan? Why the Moedim Nishmanes is Moedim Deraisa? That's what they always used to ask. Which is the Moedim Deraisa? So no, Moedim Nishmanes is not Moedim Deraisa. It's called Moedim Derabbanan. The Beis quotes Matzasi Kasu. He read somewhere. He doesn't know whose manuscript it was. That the reason why it's referred to as Moedim Derabbanan because it was composed by a group of Amorim. Each Amor said a different Nusach. The Gemara says, first Amor said this one, and others added on this, and others added on that. So the Moedim Derabbanan that we have is a composite composed by a group of many Rabbanan. So that's why we call it Moedim Derabbanan, not as opposed to Moedim Deraisa, but as opposed to the Moedim in the Shmoneh Esrei, which was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah by committee. Okay, the committee composed it and they all agreed, this is the text. And what we call Moedim Derabbanan is a composite of put together. Different parts were put together by different people. So the text of Moedim Derabbanan appears in the Gemara in the Bavli, and it ends with how does it end? Al she'anachnu moedim loch. That's all that appears in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi Yadzan, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel HaHoda'os. So the Bavli doesn't have that, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel HaHoda'os. Bavli only ends off, Al she'anachnu moedim loch. We thank you that you gave us an opportunity to thank you. Al shanachnu modim lo. We thank you that you give us an opportunity to thank you. That's the end. So the Beis Yosef poses the question, so what should we do? Should we say Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHoda'os? But in the Bavli it doesn't say. So he quotes from Rabbeinu Yoina, a compromise. We don't say the Shem Hashem, we say Baruch Kel HaHoda'os. Rather than saying Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHoda'os, it doesn't appear in the Bavli. So we make a compromise. But basically, according to the Bavli, the Moedim is finished when you say, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. What you add on, Baruch Kel HaHoda'os, that's to partially satisfy the opinion of the Yerushalmi. The same thing, Bar Nefoshes. The Bavli has a text of Bar Nefoshes, Kol Mash Bar L'Hachik HaNevesh Kol Chai. That's the end of the Baruch. The Yerushalmi has the same text, but it ends up, Baruch Atah Hashem. How do you end up?
Baruch Atah Hashem,
Kei HaOlamim. So, but the Bavli doesn't have it, so the question is, what should we do? Should we say the Nusach of the Yerushalmi, but in the Bavli says Baruch Levatola? So that's the compromise, both by Bar Nefoshes and by Moedim Derabbanan. We say Baruch Chei HaOlamim, rather than say Baruch Atah Hashem Chei HaOlamim. So basically, the Bar Nefoshes is really over when you said, Okom Mashabar L'Hachis Ben Nevesh Kol Chai. So Moshe was in the practice of saying Amen. When he'd hear someone else say Bar Nefoshes, and he said, L'Hachis Ben Nevesh Kol Chai, he said, Amen. Because that's basically the end of the Bar Nefoshes. Same thing by the Moedim Derabbanan. So then Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Rashba, that Rava, Korah B'Hedot Tchila V'Sof, and they started the whole Machlekes, is he doing right? Is he not doing right? What do you mean doing right? That's what it says in the Tosefta. What did the Gemara quote the whole story? They already quoted it. The Tosefta, it says the Medubra Anom and Beis is about Moedim Derabbanan. And the accepted opinion is that yes, that you are Korah Tchila V'Sof. So Ramosha said, one is the Sof. Not Baruch Kel HaHoda'os. That's basically if you've already finished the Moedim Derabbanan. Al Shanach Moedim Loch. So Moshe would bow down. Al Shanach Moedim Loch and get up. And they would say Baruch Kel HaHodos. Right. Then the Rashba quotes the rest of the Yerushalmi, and this is quoted by the Beis Yosef, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that when one says Moedim Derabbanan, you try to synchronize your saying Moedim Derabbanan with the Chazan. So you should bow down at the same time the Chazan Ma'amzan Moedim Anachnu Loch, and then you should try to say Baruch Kel HaHodos, while the Chazan is saying Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Atov Shem Chol Lachano LaHodos. The conclusion of the Moedim Derabbanan corresponds to the conclusion of the Moedim that the Chazan is saying. If it's Chanukah and Purim, and the Chazan is saying along Allah Nisim, so then, or if the Chazan is saying very slowly, and Moedim Rabbanan is short, so then the Rashba quotes from the Yerushalmi, if you finish Moedim Rabbanan, you don't have to say it very slowly in order to synchronize with the Chazan. You try to synchronize it within reason. But if it's unreasonable because the Chazan is taking a long time, then so you finish in Moedim Rabbanan, bow down, and then the Chazan will finish his Moedim and Shmoneh Esrei later.
The Ramah
quotes such a practice. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to, because he had a bad back. And the Ramah says that even though normally by the Moedim and the Shmoneh Esrei, by Ovois, it's not proper to bow from the beginning to the end, so that's because there's a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, so they made a sakana, tchila v'sof. But in the Rabbanon, there are more quotes that it's okay if you just bow throughout from the beginning to the end, so that's acceptable also. But it's not that he recommends it. He just says that's a common practice, that they don't bother to bow twice. That it's better to bow the whole time from the beginning to the end. Don't know. Could be. Here the Rush quotes the same Yerushalmi that the Rashba quotes, that the Beis Yosef quotes this long Rashba, and the Chidush HaRashba and the Tshuvas HaRashba, that being Kareh HaDov, Moedim Rabbanan, Tchila Basov, that that's the interpretation of what's going on by Rav and Lamed Dalet on the base. So the Rosh, both over there, and Lamed Dalet on the base, as well as on Ardaf, at the end of the first Perek, the Rosh quotes a Yerushalmi, which says that the people should bow down. Here, the Rosh is on page 12, one of the two places. On page 12, in the middle of Simen Tezvav, it's about seven lines before the end of the Rosh. So he quotes this, Yerushalmi Tanit Beirat Chalaptim, and Hakol Shochim Imashliach Tzibbe Bohido. Everybody should bow down simultaneously with the Chazan. When the Chazan says Moedim, we should all bow down. Rab Zera adds on, Mevad B'Moedim. What do you mean Mevad B'Moedim? That's what we're talking about. When the Chazan says Moedim, everybody should bow down. So the Mefarshim understand that to mean only the beginning of Moedim, not Hatov Shum, not at the end. The Chazan bows down to Tzilav Asof. So when we say Moedim Derabbanan, we don't have to bow down at the end. That's how the Tesis Sentif interprets. But in the Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rashba, who has this whole elaboration on the Yerushalmi, that's what the Gemara meant by Rava. That Rava, bowed down Tchila Basov, is referring to Moedim Derabbanan. So here the Gemara discusses this Takanas Chachamim, to bow down in the Brachas Tchila Basov. No, by Baruch Atah Elokeinu Kevaseinu, you bow down a little bit, you get up. Then at the end, again Abraham, you bow down. But so the Ramah quotes a practice that they bow down from the beginning to the end. But the original practice that the Rashba says was no, you bow down at the beginning a little bit, you get up, then you bow down at the end, just like the Chazan bows at the beginning and the end. So Rava bow down, Tchila Basov, the beginning and the end. That's how
the
right, so that's what the... You see, in the Gemara, it never says that when you bow down, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. That doesn't say. That comes from the Zohar. There are those people who are anti-Zohar, so they don't have that practice. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that in practice. And the Gemara just says, you bow down. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we follow this practice of the Zohar. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you get up in order to say the Shem in a standing position. That's only when you say Baruch Atah, the beginning of the Shemana Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, again Abraham, and at the end of Moedim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Tavshim, Chalachanor, Lahodim. But in Moedim Alach Nolach, where you're not saying a text of Baruch, the word Berach means knees, Birkayim. So you only act as if you're bending your knees like that when you're saying Baruch Atah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur that was written by the author of the Nesivos. The old Siddurim in Europe used to have the Derech HaChaim. So the Derech HaChaim says that the four kriyas that you have in the Shemoneh Esrei, three of them are that you bend your knees, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Moedim is not like that. Moedim is just lean over like this. There's nothing to bend your knees about. So here the Gemara says that you shouldn't be in a position of leaning over in the state of Kriya when you say the Shem Hashem. You should get up when you say the Shem Hashem. Why? Because the Pasuk says Hashem's okay if kufufim. Then the Gemara says Kakasha, but isn't there a Pasuk that contradicts that? Umipnei Shmi Nichasu, when the person mentions the Shem Hashem in the davening, when a person mentions the Shem Hashem, Nichasu, he shows Hachno. So isn't the correct way to show Hachno by being in a bent over position? So the Gemara says no. He shows the Hachno as he's about to mention Shem Hashem, Baruch Ator, and he's about to say Shem Hashem, so that's Hachno. Then he gets up, Hashem Zarkev Tifu. So that's the accepted opinion, like the Gemara says.
What are we doing in Kippur? Like we're doing the other
way. Okay, Shoyim is ashamed, then they would fall down. Yeah.
Afterwards. What about Zalkev Kavuvim?
We're not saying the Shem Hashem, the
Kohen Gadol
pronounced
the
Shem Hashem.
The people
the when the people hold the Kohen Gadol pronounce the Shem Hashem, so the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when you hear me pronounce Shem Hashem, Hova Gadol Olakeinu. You have to show covet. So how do you show kavod? So the Gemara says two parts. One part is korim rishtachim amodim enofim al paneihem, and namutov yamin baruch shem korim achusul yaron avoy. So that's they're not pronouncing Shem Hashem. They heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem. So that's the way to show kavod is by doing.
If you're saying it, it's okay. Yeah. Hearing it, then you're
right. The Rashash writes in his commentary on the Gemara Yuma. He thinks that the Balabatim make a mistake. He says they used to bow down in Vilna. The Balabatim would lean on the floor. Then they would get up and then they would scream out, Baruch Shem Kohen Mechus Yonavod, when they would be in a standing position. So he thinks that that's not correct. They should scream Baruch Shem Kohen Mechus Yonavod when they're laying flat on the floor. That's what the Rashash writes. He says the practice is otherwise, that everyone gets up and then they scream Baruch Shem in a standing position. He thinks that that's not correct.
Why am I supposed to bend over? You said that
Rashash should lie down. Another question. Right. So Rav Soloveitchik's practice was that the different practices that are mentioned in the question, his practice was to distinguish between Aleinu and HaKohanim Ba'am Ha'om D'Mazara. And Aleinu, that the meaning is that you kneel on the floor, everybody kneels on the floor. So he says, then you just do Hishtachva. Hishtachva means, Kida means when you kneel on the floor, and your body from your knees up is erect. So that's called Kida. And then Hishtachva is when you lean over and you have your hands on the floor and your face is parallel to the floor, but it can be a foot or 2 feet above the floor. That's called the Shtachva. So when you say Aleinu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, many shuls and many gives that everybody does his Shtachva. So he said, that's enough, that's called the Shtachva. But when they say the Shema, when they say Akhanabam, Hamdim, Azar, Herkorim, Mishtachvim, Amodim, Enofim, Alpanehem, that's a longer description. So his practice was that means to lay flat on the floor. That's what he said. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon was not happy about that distinction. He thought that you should always be flat on the floor, even by Aleinu. But that was Rav Soloveitchik's
prayer. What about Aleinu every day?
Yeah.
Does it matter how you bow?
Don't recall that there's a discussion of it.
There's a simon in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. The Lord is telling you not to bow in the middle of Mishmas, and you're saying
right, that Gemara on Lamed Dalan on the base. The Gemara says you shouldn't bow by other occasions when you say Hoidor and benching and Halal and all the other occasions you should not bow. Only in, we don't really I don't know. Yeah, don't know. Then the Gemara points out on the top of Yud Beis on the base, not the way most people do. That most people, when they bend over, they bend over slowly, and they get up slowly. So the Gemara says, no, you should bend over very quickly, and you should get up slowly. That's the top line. Kikora, when he would bow down Rav Sheshes, when he would do the Kriyas in the Shemone Esrei, Kora Kechizra. He would bow down very quickly. Kizakif, when he got up, he would get up like a snake, slowly turned his head up, so he should do slowly. That's more becovered. Okay. This is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Most people don't follow these dinim. That's the correct way to do it. Then the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the nusach of the bracha in Aseres and Meitshuva? Should we change the bracha from Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh? Because in Aseres Meitshuva, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is judging the world. He's acting like the Melech. Melech, the main function of the Melech is to judge the people, to maintain law and order. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo in Aseres Meitshuva is judging us, and maybe we should change the bracha to HaMelech HaKadosh. Or should I say no, despite the fact that he's judging the world, but he's still that pasuk that says, V'yigba Hashem tzvokas pa'mishpot, that God is judging the world, that concludes, V'akel HaKadosh, nikdash betzdoki, he referred to as HaKel HaKadosh. So we can continue to say HaKel HaKadosh, no problem. So that's a machlokes amaroim in different generations. Gemara says the final conclusion is, you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh. You shouldn't say HaKel HaKadosh. And the same thing, instead of saying Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, you should say HaMelech HaMishpat, because God is sitting in judgment now during the Aseres HaMeitshuvah. So Tosis points out, that's the Maskanah that Gemara should say. What happens if by mistake you said HaKel HaKadosh, if by mistake you said Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat? So Tosis thinks that even B'diyevet you're not Yotze, because that was the Maskanah of the Gemara, that the correct Nusach is HaMelech HaKadosh. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass on like that. By Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, they explain that the old Nusach used to be Kel Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. They didn't say Melech. So now, Seres Meitshuvah, you're going to say Kel Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. You didn't mention HaMelech HaMishpat, so you're not yet. But since our practice is all year long, we say Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, so we pass on the Yevet. You don't have to daven over for Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. The Levush says not so. The Levush holds even if you say Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Also not Yotze B'diyevet, you have to say Melech Mishpat, but that's not the accepted opinion. The Levush has a lot of ideas that are generally not accepted. Many of his original ideas were not accepted. So this one's also not accepted. Tosfos on the Daf has the famous comment. Tosfos says, not only do you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if by mistake you said Hakel HaKadosh or Hakel Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, if you forgot to say Zachein Alachayim, Amicha Moicha, Averachma, etc., the Sefer Chaim, you have to daven over again. That's how Tosfos quotes in the early Rishonim. And then Tosfos says, how can it be? But that's not from the Din of the Gemara. That was added on by the Gaonim. How can you say it's a Shteknish? It's not Kosev Basefer. It's not in the Gemara. How can you say that you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei based on whatever the Gaonim added on? It's like Piyutim. It's a Naimai, so you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you left out Piyutim. So that's the accepted opinion. You don't have to daven over. Tosfos raises the question, what's the Din? If a person, an Aseres Meitshuvah, doesn't remember what he said, Hakel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh, he's Mesuptim. So what should we have said the Din should be? So if the Din is that B'diyevet, you're not Yotze, if you say Hakel HaKadosh, it's even Likuvah, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and the person is Mesuptik if he was Yotze Shemoneh Esrei. So wasn't that a Machlokes? We, on the first day when we started in the Sichta, we looked on Daf Chof Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara had a machlekes where the Kriyas Shema Deraisa and Kriyas Shema Derabbanan. My nafkamina, Sofik Kora Kriyas Shema, Sofik Loi Kora Kriyas Shema. If Kriyas Shema is only Derabbanan, so Sofik Derabbanan Lekuli, you don't have to repeat Kriyas Shema. We paskin that Kriyas Shema is Deraisa, so Sofik Kora Kriyas Shema, Sofik Loi Kora, Choyzev Kora Kriyas Shema. What about davening? Davening is for sure only Derabbanan. So Sofik is Paul, Sofik Loi is Paul. Well, Eina Choyzev is Paul, because the Sofik Brachas Lahakil, the Brachas of the Shema Nesh are only Derabbanan. And then, that's what Rav Loza says. Rav Loza is a Talmud of Rav Yechon. Sofik is Paul, Sofik lo his Paul. Ein achoizem is Paul. Comes Rav Yechon and he says, no, whenever there's a Sofik tefillah, alabai shi is Paul adam kol hayom kulam. Whenever you're mesupik, whether you're daven or not, so we go lechumrah. What's the pshat? Does he mean Sofik brachas lahachmer? Rav Yechon says Sofik brachas lahachmer? Or does he only mean that he gets to davening? So that's what we discussed. The Tosfos on this daf, on Yud Beis Amin Aleph, quotes a machlekes with the Rif. The Ri and the Rif have a machlekes. With the last Gemara that we learned 2 months ago, whenever we learned that Brachas last, a long time ago. So the Gemara had a suffix, a person has a cup of beer in front of him, Kasa de Shichra. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he thought that it was wine. and he intended to conclude the bracha by piyagof. And then, as he's about to finish the bracha, he smells it, he sees it, he sees that it's not wine. So he fixes the bracha and he says shakol niyam edvar. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. So the text of the bracha was absolutely correct. He didn't say one wrong word. He says shakol niyam edvar. But when he was reciting Baruch Atah Hashem or Ken Melech Ha'olam, he planned to conclude the bracha bar priyagofen, in which case he would not have been yotze, because bar priyagofen is not acceptable even with the evid on beer. And then he corrected himself. So the Gemara, that's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. So the Gemara was in doubt whether that's an acceptable bracha or not. So it's an abide leiv shita. So how do you deal with that? The abide leiv shita. So the Rif says safi brachas lahakal. If you're not sure, so you say safi brachas lahakal. And the Reed says, no, you got to repeat the bracha. So how can that be? What happened? The Reed doesn't know from Sovik bracha is l'hokhya. So the Vilna Gaon writes that the Reed is based on the Gemara on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Halavai she's palar and kol ayam kula, that the Reed understood that Rabbi Yechanan's statement is Sovik bracha is l'hokhya. Rabbi Yechanan didn't say a special din only b'negeir to davening. He said a din in algemein, a general din. Whenever there's a Sovik bracha, you have to always go l'hokhya. That's not the accepted opinion. We don't paskin like the Reed. We paskin in this kind of a case. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okenem Al Cha'olam, thinking he's going to finish Bar Piyagofen, and it turns out that it's there, and he finishes off correctly. Shakam Ibn Dvara. We paskin like the Reed, that you don't have to repeat the bracha. But the Gemara says, Halavashi is Palo and Kohen Kohen. No, that goes on Davin and Shmon Esrei, because there's a concept of Tfilas Nadove. You're allowed to volunteer at Tfilas Nadove, even if you've already Davin 3 times a day, can Davin another Shmon Esrei. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Whenever there's a Sofik Tzila, so even if the Lamaisa, you did daven already, but if you want to daven to listen to Sofik Tzila, so he says you should daven over again.
Okay,
so that's the question over here. Tosfos has the Shaila. Sarasa made sure, but the person is not sure whether he said Akel HaKodesh HaMelech HaKodesh. He's not sure, so what should the din be? So the din should be from Dav Chof Aleph. Sofik is Palo, Sofik Lo is Palo, Chosim is Palo. So why doesn't Tosfos say that? Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, no, it takes 30 days till you get used to changing the Nusach, and Aseret made sure you don't have 30 days, it's only 10 days. So you assume the Rov is, the the Ruba de Lesha Kamon, the probability, the likelihood is that he said Akela Kaddish. Since the likelihood is that he said Akela Kaddish, then that's why we make him daven over again. Tosfos should have said, even if it's a 50-50 Sofa, you also make him daven over again. So that's the kasha that the Achronim is. The Yerushalmi does not quote. The Tosfos refers it to the Yerushalmi. So that's what the Achronim is. Why are they hacking with the Yerushalmi? The Babli says on Daf Chof Aleph Menal, Sofik is Pal, Sofik lo is Pal, Machleg is Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Loza, and we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. You have to daven over again. So why doesn't Tosfos quote the Babli? Why they quote the Yerushalmi gives a different reason. It comes to the same conclusion, but for a different reason. The reason being that since you didn't get into the habit of saying this Nusach HaMelech HaKadosh for 30 days, so we assume you'll still be reciting the regular Nusach that you're used to all year long and saying Akel HaKadosh. Why do you have to come up with that new local reason? Why don't you give the reason from Rabbi Yechanan, Sofik Hispala, Sofik Lo Hispala. So that's what we must have mentioned a long time ago. The Galya Masechta has a tshuva about this. Rav Dovid Levardaker, he was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he says exactly what you said, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, when we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Lo Hispalo, Choyze Hispalo, why Halavai Hispalo, and it doesn't mean he's obligated to daven over again. No. Strictly speaking, Rabbi Lozer is right. Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Lo Hispalo, Ema Choyze Hispalo. You're not obligated to daven again. But whereas one would have been misled to think, you're not allowed to daven over again because it's a Sofik Bracha Levatola. You're not allowed to say a Bracha Levatola. Comes Rabbi Yechanan and says, look, there is an institution of Tfilas Nedove, so we would recommend. And it's a tadi, we would recommend that you should daven over again. But you can't say the fellow is really obligated, strictly speaking, it's not obligated to daven over again. So that's what Tosfos writes to Yerushalmi over here. But if it's less than 30 days and you're Mesufik, if he said, okay, I'm a Kaddish, I'm a Kaddish, then you're obligated to daven over again. Not that it's an Eitzah Tovi, you're Mechuyev to daven over again, because we know that the probability is that you said the wrong Nusach and Nishmon Esher. We assume that you must have said Akel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh.
And when he's not sure if he davened in his Shabbos,
he's not a Dovah? Sitake probably should not. He should not volunteer. Sofik is Pal, Sofik Lo is Pal. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this also. The same Shuvah Sarajbo that the Galya Masechta quotes. They both knew it because they weren't so conversant in all the Shuvahs of Rashba, the hundreds of Shuvahs, because this one is quoted by the Beis Yosef. So they said the Beis Yosef quoted the Tshuvas HaRashbo who interpreted Halavash is following Kol Yud. That means that you're not obligated to. We recommend you should volunteer. It's a recommendation. You should volunteer Tfilas Nedovah. So Shabbos and Yontov, there is no Tfilas Nedovah. So Sofik is Paul, Sofik is Paul on Shabbos and Yontov. You would not have to daven over again. But a Sofik, if you said Akela Kodesh Anah, the Melech HaKodesh, even on Shabbos and Yontov, he would have to because we assume that he said wrong. It takes 30 days to break the habit of davening in the Nusach that you're used to. Here there's the famous comment that the Chayei Odom was a dayan in Vilna. So there was one of the other dayanim in the outskirts of Vilna was Rababala Pasvela. Pasvela apparently is like Verapak Flatbush. It's a section on the outskirts of Vilna. So every 100 pages, the Chayei Odom and the Chochmas Sodom will quote some Hiroa, some Pesach from this Rababala Pasvela. Quote them a few times. So he quotes his Chiddush that if one, by mistake, Davin the Rosh Hashanah Dikish Mon Esrei to Meirav of Rosh Hashanah, and by mistake he said Hakel HaKadosh instead of Amelach HaKadosh, he has a Chiddush that he doesn't have to daven over again. Why? Because it's only Rosh Hashanah if it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the Gemara says if one forgets to say Yalav Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh and Shachris on Mincha, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. But if one forgets in Meirav to say Yalav Yavoy, then you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Why? That's the last 20 lines, the last 15 lines in Perek Tfilas HaShachar. That's on Laman Amid Beis, in the middle of the Daf. So the Gemara says on Meirav of Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to say Al Yavoy, but if one forgot, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because Bezin is never Mekadosh as HaChodesh Balayla. They have to wait till the morning to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, B'di'eved, if you forgot to say Al Yavoy Meirav, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So he says, well, Rosh Hashanah also. You only say Melech HaKadosh because it's Rosh Hashanah. It's only Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Bezin doesn't declare it on the Erev Rosh Hashanah. They don't say tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. They wait till the morning of Rosh Hashanah, then they declare it. We treat the whole day as Rosh Hashanah. The whole day of Rosh Hashanah is treated as one unit. So when they declare in the morning, they'll declare at 5 o'clock in the afternoon that today has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh and today has Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, it'll be Chal Melamafreya. How can I make a Kedusha Lamafreya? It's not Lamafreya. The day is one unit, so they declare this day has Kedusha Sayyam. So the Nela, it comes out that it was Rosh Chodesh from the beginning. But so the Gemara has two opinions about that. The Gemara there, on Laman Amid Beis, right in the middle of the Amid, the last five lines in Tfilas HaShachar, the Gemara has two opinions. The conclusion that Gemara comes to is, Mali Chosem, Mali Mola, it doesn't make a difference. Allah Loishna. Doesn't matter whether Rosh Chodesh is one day or 2 days, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, second day of Rosh Chodesh, when one forgets to say Yalav Yavoy by Meirav, you don't have to repeat the Shmones. So this is the Chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Chayei Odom, who quotes it from the Dayan Rababa Lepasa. So many years ago, Rav Soloveitchik dedicated a Yortzeit Rasha to explain why he doesn't agree with Rababa Lepasa. So he had to explain, what is this din all about? Why is there such a din? That if you daven Meirav and forgot Yalav Yavoy, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because it's not yet Rosh Chodesh. It only becomes Rosh Chodesh in the morning. No, but the din is you have to abstain from Malacha. If you think they may make it Rosh Hashanah, you have to abstain from doing Malacha from the beginning of the day. And may turn out that the Bezin will not declare the day as Rosh Hashanah, so it'll turn out that you lost the day of Parnassah. You could have done work all day, you could have made money. And you didn't, but the Gemara is clear that if the Bezin will declare it a minute before the Shkia, they'll declare that today is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, today is Rosh Hashanah, it will become Rosh Hashanah Melech HaFreya. So what kind of an explanation is that you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, because Bezin is not Mekadosh as HaChodesh Balayla. Then furthermore, yes, this man is that the Bezin is not Mekadosh HaChodesh at all. We have calendars that are printed in advance. So how does this din still apply? How come it's still quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? The Amoraim who said this din lived ages before they lived there. Rav is talking. All the Amoraim that lived before the days of Abai Barav. It's during the lifetime of Abai Barav, their counterpart in Eretz Yisrael was Hillel HaSheni. So he was the one, he was a descendant of Rav Yudah HaNosi. So he was the one who made the Luach Kavua that we have today. So after he made the Luach, so you know centuries in advance when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So what kind of an explanation is that you don't have to daven over if you forget to say Yalav Yavoy? So the Rav gave a whole interpretation, and based on his interpretation, had no application to Hakel HaKadosh. He said, Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, The Gemara says this is the correct nusach haser machlokes based on the pasuk. When God is judging the world, he's still being described as Akel HaKadosh. So one Amora, half of the Amora I'm held, there's nothing wrong. You say Akel HaKadosh, even Aseres Mei Tshuva. The Gemara says, Hilchos HaKirabah, we don't follow that opinion. We pass on the correct Nusach and Aseres Mei Tshuva is Hamel HaKadosh. If you said the wrong Nusach, you're not Yotze. I was with Yalav Yovah, no, that's not the wrong Nusach in the Shmona Esrei. If you daven Shmona Esrei Yom Rosh Chodesh and you leave out Yalav Yovah, basically you're Yotze Shmona Esrei. You're just not Yotze something else. The reason why you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei is not because you weren't Yotze Shmona Esrei that Yalav Yovah is Ma'akeh. You were Yotze the Shmona Esrei 100%. See, that the thesis has that discussion. That's the two opinions in the Tosfos on Chavav on the day. Right, a person daven mincha amr shchaydesh, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavoi, and he's supposed to repeat the Shmona Esrei, and he didn't realize it then, it's already Matzoi Rosh Chodesh, and he davens Ma'ariv. When he davens Ma'ariv, he doesn't say Yalav Yavoi, because Rosh Chodesh is over. So you have to make Pashlumen for the mincha that he davened, but he forgot to say Yalav Yavoi. So will he gain anything? Will he accomplish anything by saying Yalav Shmona Esrei? So that's two opinions in Tosfos. And the yeshivas, they say, over in the name of Rav Chaim, what's the issue that Tosfos is debating? So this is the shaila. If a person daven Shmona Esrei Yom Rosh Chodesh, and if he got to say Yalav Yovah, the din says he has to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Why? Doesn't mean he's not Yotze the Shmona Esrei. He said the wrong nusach. Like if you say Akel HaKadosh instead of Amel HaKadosh, you're not Yotze, he said the wrong nusach. Like a person says Avoch HaDik Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, he didn't say Mikadesh HaShabbos. He didn't say Mikadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim on Yontif. He dams a vachad digishman es and say you're not yotze because he said the wrong nusach. So is that the same by Rosh Chodesh? You're not yotze? Or no? And the accepted opinion is no. The truth of the matter is that you are yotze digishman es. You weren't yotze something else. So in order to fulfill another mitzvah, that's why we recommend to you daven over digishman es, even though you were yotze shachas, you were yotze mincha, daven over digishman es. So what is the other thing that you weren't yotze? What is the other thing that you weren't yotze?
So
So that's Rav Soloveitchik explained who makes it into Rosh Chodesh. Who declares it as Rosh Chodesh? So in the days, in the early generations, the Bezin used to make it Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin would declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin that says that Eim Abi Mefashana, when the Bezin wants to declare Shana Mulberes, they can only be Ma'abes HaShana, Elam Ken Yirtza HaTzibur, if the Tzibur is masking. And he thought the Pashto says that the same rule would apply to Kiddush HaChodesh. Why should anyone be unhappy going to make Rosh Chodesh today to my Ibra Shana? Let's say this year. It's a Shemitah year. It's hard enough to observe Shemitah 12 months a year. So you make us 13 months a year. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make a Shemitah year, Shana Mulberes. You're not supposed to. This is a fluke. If we would have had a Bezin, we wouldn't have made. We have a whole system covered us, and we got no choice. Based on the system, it's a Shana Mulberes. But the Gemara says you're not supposed to make a Shana Mulberes. So let's say the Bezin will make a Shana Mulberes, and the people will say, we don't accept it. We don't want to have 13 months of Shemitah. It's bad enough, and we have to observe 12 months. So the declaration of the Shana Mulberes will not be valid. But the truth of the matter, it applies to Kiddush HaChodesh as well. What are you going to have? Someone's going to be unhappy. What? The tax deadline? Or is it Sons by Mitzvah? So if you want to have it a day later, a day earlier, who's going to be upset? How are you going to get the Rebbe Tzibur upset with maybe today or tomorrow Rosh Chodesh? It's hard to get the people so excited, unhappy about declaring Rosh Chodesh. But in principle, you really have to have Haskamas HaTzibur. What do you need Haskamas HaTzibur? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the authority of the Bezin in declaring Rosh Chodesh and Ibra Hashanah is not really Bezin B'Torah's Bezin. When they pass the Shailas, they have to have the approval of the Tzibur. They pass the Shailas, so they say what they think. The honest-to-goodness halacha is. I have to say what the din is. But Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, really, the Gemara says, we say the Nusach, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmani, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh HaKadoshim. Why Mekadesh Yisrael? Because HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadesh B'nai Yisrael, and B'nai Yisrael are Mekadesh Rosh HaKadoshim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik gives. You should really say Mekadesh HaBezdin v'Hazmani. The Bezdin, these B'nai Yisrael are not Mekadesh Tizmanim, the Bezdin is Mekadesh Tizman. So he said, no, the Bezdin Benegit, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah are really representing Klal Yisrael. And as Mishmana said, that there is no Bezdin, so it went back to Klal Yisrael. That's where he quoted the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Sefer Kuf and Gimel has a whole arichas like that. That is man that there's no, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah also sounds like he says like that. That is man that there's no bezdin to do the act of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, so the responsibility goes back to the Klal Yisrael. So even, but even this man that there was a bezdin, in days of Rav, here that Gemara and Laman on the base, the end of Perek Tfilos HaShachar, there was a bezdin. There still was a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael being the Kiddush HaChodeshim. But still, even when there is a bezin, it's the bezin representing Klal Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael has to be maskim along, has to agree to the declaration of the Shanim Uberes, and has to agree to the declaration of the Rosh Chodesh. So the mentioning of Yalav Yovah in the davening is for the purpose of having the Haskamas HaTzibur. We are in approval of the bezin declaring today as Rosh Chodesh. And if you forgot to say Yalav Yovah and Shachris and Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven over, not because you're not Yotze the Tfilah. The Tfilah, you're Yotze 100%. You weren't Yotze having this Haskamas HaTzibur to join along with the Bezin's declaration.
But there's no
Tzibur
saying Yalav Yovah
Marav,
unless everybody forgot.
No, so by Mairiv, so the Gemara says by Mairiv also you're supposed to say Yalav Yovah, because today is Rosh Chodesh, but if you left that Yalav Yovah, you'll Yotze, like you Yotze Shachris and Mincha, if you left that Yalav Yovah. So Yotze Ma'arav also, the only thing is Shachris and Mincha, we require of you to repeat the Shemana Esrei for different reasons, not for Hilchas Tzvila reasons, for Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh reasons. Because the Tzibur has to... The Tzibur has to mention that we go along with the Kriyas of the Bezin.
Well, that should work on Shachris, so Shachris, you shouldn't have to do it for Mincha.
So the Chacham Masakin, each Zman Tfila, you should have the Haskamas HaTzibur. But by Ma'ariv, the Gemara says, Emekachin Sachodesh Balayla. Why is Emekachin Sachodesh Balayla? So we usually assume because you can't put together a Bezin Balayla. There's no Yeshiva's Bezin Balayla.
They almost do nothing Balayla,
basically. Bezin. You can't. If Donim Ayom, let's say you have a Din Torah that takes hours and hours and hours, and you start Din Torah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's already 12 o'clock at night, and it's still going strong. So if Hischila Bayom, if the Kriyas Yeshiva is Bezdin began in the daytime, Donim Ayom, the Gan Balayla, they can continue the Din Torah into the nighttime. But you can't have a Tchilas Yeshiva is Bezdin, you can't have a Kriyas Bezdin Balayla. So usually we assume that's the reason why Emekachin Sechodesh Balayla, because you need a Bezdin. And the Bezin can't convene at night. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik said, no, you see, the Gemara has a different pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. It's not based on the pasuk that teaches you there's no yeshiva's Bezin Balayla. It's a different pasuk. That's where Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Gemara is saying on Laman on the days, Emekachin and Sachodesh Balayla is a separate din. And even if the Kiddush Sachodesh is going to come about not via a Bezin, it's going to come about by Klal Yisrael together is declaring, let's say Bizman Hazeh, that there is no Bezin anywhere in the world who's making it Rosh Chodesh. The Klal Yisrael is making it Rosh Chodesh, not the Torah's Bezin. We took it back, that the Kviyas Rosh Chodesh has to be done by Yom, it can't be done by Laila. So when we daven Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh and we forgot Yalav Yavai, Hilchus Tzvila will be out to 100%. I forgot to say the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Tein L'meim B'chol Hashem, so did he ever be out to without that? Even Shachris and Mincha, he out to be out without that. The only reason why you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei is because we want to fulfill the other mitzvah of having the tzibah join along with the bezna, having the tzibah make the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. So by my revenge, the kachin is Rosh Chodesh Balayla. Whatever you're going to do, spin on your head. There's no way you can make it into Rosh Chodesh Balayla. If the person daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai, right. Right. So that's what we said. Those are the two opinions in the Tesis on Chavav on the day. So one opinion in the Tesis was that you have to daven over Meir the second time to make up for the Mincha that you didn't daven. So they're saying that if you left out Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say the correct Nusach HaTfila, you're not yet to the Chavis HaTfila. But we're assuming not like that opinion. We're assuming like the other opinion of Tosfos, that the Chayvus HaTfila you were Yotze, you just weren't Yotze some other Chayvus. What's the some other Chayva? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's a different din, that the Tzibur has to go along with the Bezna. Bezman is that there is no Bezna to go along with. The Tzibur makes it into Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, the Shaila is. So the Shaila was that this is a good explanation. This is a good explanation for repeating the Shemana Esrei Amish Chodesh. What's the story with Yalav Yovei on Chalamoid? On Yontif, you're going to daven a bracha dikish Shemana Esrei on Yontif. You didn't say the Nusach HaBracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael B'Hazman. But on Chalamoid, you say a regular week to Shemana Esrei, just add on Yalav Yovei. So if you're telling me that Yalav Yovei is not Miyakad B'di Yeved in Hilchas Tfilah, the only reason why Amish Chodesh you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei a second time is because we have to join along with the Bezdin and we have to make it into Rosh Chodesh. How does that apply to Yalav Yovei and Chalamoid on Chalamoid? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik said the Gemara comments on the pasuk Adab Amosh is Mayadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says Mayadei Hashem Tzrich and Kiddush Bezdin. Main Shabbos Bereish is Tzrich and Kiddush Bezdin. The Bezdin is only needed to make Yomim Tovim, to make Rosh Chodashim, to make Yom Tov. You don't need Bezdin to make Shabbos. Shabbos is Kriya Kaima from Sheishes Mei Bereishes. That's what the Gemara says. Why do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh HaShabbos? Why don't you say there were? Amaroyim said Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh Yisrael HaShabbos. So the Gemara says in Avit Pesach, we don't accept that Nusa. We don't say that. Why? Because we don't play a role in being the Kadesh Shabbos. Maybe we enhance the Kedusha HaShabbos by observing the day, by abstaining from Malach. But basically the Kedusha HaShabbos is there from Sheishes Mei Bereishis. By Baruch Al Kim and Samish Mei HaKadoshos, the Banish Mom endowed all the Shabbosim with Kiddush. So he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, he was Mekadesh all the Shabbosim directly. When it comes to Yomim Tovim, so we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azman, and Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadoshim, because Bnei Yisrael they want to make the Kiddush. So what does it mean? So that's what the Gemara says. Adab HaMosh says, Mayadei Hashem Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bezdin. The Gemara says, Mayadei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin, Ein Shabbos Bereishis Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. So what does it mean, Mayadim need Kiddush Bezdin? How do you have the Kiddush Bezdin? So usually you learn Parsha Pshat, the Bezdin declares when it's Rosh Chodesh, and the Mele, 2 weeks later is Pesach, or Yom Kippur will be the 10th, and the 15th will be Sukkot, v'chule v'chule. That's the Parsha Pshat. So the Shittim of Kubet says, quotes a Rashba, now we have the Rashba on Baba Basra, he says it. Shittim Kubet says, quotes from the Rashba on Baba Basra, who quotes Rabbeinu Hanano, but that's not enough. Not only does the Bezdin declare on Rosh Chodesh it should be Mekudesh HaChodesh, the Bezdin has to declare on Pesach, today has Kedusha Pesach, and on Shavuos they have to say today has Kedusha Shavuos, and Yom Kippur has Kedusha. Every day they have to declare that today has Kedusha. It's a funny opinion. So Rav Soloveitchik said, yeah, that's why you have to daven over if that's Chalamoid, and if you got to say Yalav Yavoi, you have to daven over not only Shacharis and Mincha, you have to daven over even Ma'ariv. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't daven over Ma'ariv. If you got to say Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh to Ma'ariv, you don't daven over. But if you got to say Yalav Yavoi on Chalamoid, you daven over not only Shacharis and Mincha, you even have to daven over for Ma'ariv. Why? Because Mayad Hashem Tzrich and Kiddush Bezdin, it's not enough that the Tzibur said Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh, they say, we hereby declare today as Rosh Chodesh. They have to declare on Pesach, Chalamoid Pesach, and on Chalamoid Sukkot, they have to say also, we declare today is Chalamoid. Every day of Pesach. Every day of Yom Tov. And if they don't, and if they forgot to say Yalav Yavoi, even though the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei is on Chalamoid, the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei is the same. On Yom Tov, if they say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, they said they're not Yotze, they said the wrong Nusach. You have to say a Nusach of Atav HaChatan Kalamin, Baruch Atav Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanin. But let's say Chalamoid. The Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei is exactly the same. The only difference is you got to say Yalav Yavoi. So if you say lack of Yalav Yavoi, you yotzei the Shemoneh Esrei. The only reason why you have to daven over is because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of being the Kaddish Rosh Chodesh. So how does it apply to Chalamoid? So he said, with this Shita Mekubetzes, you see, no, that the Klal Yisrael with the Bezdin have to declare on Yom Tov also. Today's Mekudesh B'Kedushas Yom Tov. And if they didn't, they have to repeat over. And the declaring Kedushas Yom Tov, that can be done by Laila. Declaring Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, that the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Ein mekadshim es hachodesh balayla. If I'm being mekadesh yontif, chalamoid, and yontif balayla, that you can do. So we require of you, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavoi by Ma'ariv, on chalamoid Pesach, on chalamoid Sukkot, you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Not because you're not yotzei the chodesh atfilah, no. Chodesh atfilah, you were yotzei, even if you didn't say Yalav Yavoi. You weren't yotzei the participation of the tzibur in being mekadesh yontif. Wow, what a... That was an interpretation. That was his interpretation. So he said, based on his interpretation of why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Leil Rosh Chodesh if you've got Yalav Yavoi, he said, it doesn't make sense to say you weren't yet mekadosh the day till it comes the morning, and then the morning mekadosh it l'mafreya. So nu it's mekadosh l'mafreya. So why don't you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei by Mar? So he gave this whole interpretation. So based on his interpretation, it doesn't fit in by Hakel HaKadosh, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Hakel HaKadosh is the wrong Nusach HaBracha. If the Chachamim said the Nusach HaBracha has to be HaMelech HaKadosh, and you said Hakel HaKadosh, you're not Yetze, because you said the wrong Nusach HaBracha. Right. So that was his suggestion. He thought that each and every person has to mention Rosh Chodesh and has to mention Chol HaMoed, Yontif, in order to be koveya the kedusha of Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. That's a fantastic job.
The weekend Yontif is more important than davening on a weekend.
Okay. Not only do you have to fulfill the Chayvus HaTfilah, you have to daven in order to endow the day with Kedushas Yantar. That's right. Yeah.
Why wouldn't the Shir Shal Yom, especially
the Shir Shal Yom, that's Minhagim. That we, in the Beis HaMikdash, they said a Shir Shal Yom on HaKrovis, by the Nisach HaYayin of the Tmidim and the Musafim. But the meaning that we have to say a Shir Shal Yom, that's only a meaning. When the Chachamim were Misakin, that we should join along with the Bezdin, or we should take the place of the Bezdin to endow the day with Kedushas Rosh Chodesh and Kedushas Yantar, the way they were misakin it was by saying Yalav Yov and Nishman Asher. They weren't misakin it by saying Kedushas Hayom. This was a whole fantastic sheet. The question whether it's correct or not, this was his suggestion. Then the Gemara talks about the importance of not only davening for yourself, you have to daven for other people as well. And if another person is sick and you don't daven for him, Nikra Chayte, you want to quote Tzukim, and you should take it to heart. Person should take it to heart the other person's needs, not only his own needs. The Gemara continues to quote Tzukim. Okay. Then the Gemara talks about what's the story, the third parasha of Shema. The first two parashas of Shema, it says, you should recite this, B'shach B'chav Kumecha. The third parasha of Shema is only recited in order to fulfill Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why did they decide, it doesn't say you should say this parsha, so why did they decide to pick on the parsha of Tzitzis? There's some of the other parshas in the Chumash where it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says a whole explanation. Why this parsha, strictly speaking, could have chosen any other parsha. The Gemara says there are five or six themes that appear in the parsha of Tzitzis. It's so important, that's why they picked that. So the Gemara says at one point they were considering the possibility of reciting Nevuas Bilam in order to fulfill the requirement of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the pasuk says, Kel Motzi Yom Mitzrayim Kisol Fos Re'em Lo, and there are beautiful things there in the Nevuas Bilam that speak nicely of the Jewish people, Karash, Achav, Kari, Cholavim, Yikimenu. So they were considering seriously incorporating the Nevuas Bilam, but then the Gemara says, you're going to be such a long davening. You've got to say such a long Nevuas Bilam, it'll take forever. The Gemara says, well, who says you have to say the whole thing? Just say the two or three psukim that you want and partik. Who says? Moshe says, no, there's a din that may not be violated called Parsha de Le Paske Moshe, Anan Le Paskina. He's not allowed to say half a Parsha. So if he's going to say Nevuas Bilam, it'll take too long. So that's why we picked the Parsha of Tzitzit, so that's a shorter Parsha. So on the Masoras Hashas on the left column in the margin, they give you the cross references of this line called Parsha Le Paske Moshe, Anan Le Paskina. They refer you to Megillah Daf Chabes and Tainus on Daf, where is it? Chav Zayin. You look in the two Gemaras there, Megillah and Tainus, it does, not only does it not say they contradict it, it says something different there. Yeah, the Gemaras talk, it's the exact same Gemara that's quoted in Megillah and Tainus. That's the discussion of how do we learn Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. You want to give four aliyahs, and the first you have the Parsha Satam and has eight psukim, then you have Parsha Shabbos, and Yom HaShabbos, Nechwas, and Hashem has two psukim. So how are you going to divide up over here? So you can't give an aliyah two psukim. You have to have a minimum of three psukim. So what are you going to do with the eight psukim? So you give one aliyah three psukim, one aliyah three psukim, then the third one will get the next two psukim and the next two psukim. So you're not allowed to stop an aliyah, start an aliyah within three psukim of a psukha stuma. So you can't do that. So what are you going to do? Lane four psukim for the kohen, four psukim for the lady. So then the shlishi is only going to get two psukim. He's only going to get two psukim with one pasuk. He can't let, so you're stuck. Gemara says a problem. So there's a machlokes. How do you solve the problem? So one opinion is, you're laying 2.5 psukim for the kohen, you're laying 2.5 psukim for the levi, so you did in 5 psukim, then you got 3 psukim left. Gemara says, no, we don't allow that. Called psukka de la paskimosha, non la paskina. So Gemara has the lashon there, Megillah, and the tainus is, you're not allowed to break a pasuk in half. Like we said to you, here the Gemara's talking about, you're saying full psukim, you're not allowed to break a parsha in half. It's a total contradiction, not the same thing. It's a contradiction. So the Magen Avraham asked that kasha. Magen Avraham asked the kasha, and the Toyedin tumbles about the kasha in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to recite every day a different Shir Shalom from Tehillim, and on Shabbos, they said, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, when they did the Nisach HaYayin of the Tamei Shel Shachar. But when they did the Nisach HaYayin of the Musafim, then they recited the sections of Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu was divided up into 6 parts, and the same way they broke it up in the Beis HaMikdash, Kach Nechalk in the Beis HaKnesses, when we give Aliyas and Hazino, so we're supposed to divide it up into these 6 Aliyas. Haziv Loch is the Rosh HaTevis, Hezayin Yud Vav, Lamed Chof, Hazino, Zechayim HaSoylam, and so on. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean? They read one section, one Shabbos, then they read the next section, the next Shabbos, but they stopped in the middle of a paragraph. It's a Parsha Delei Paskei Moshe. The Hapsokas and Hazinu don't always correspond to Psuchas and Stumas. It's in the middle of a parsha. So according to our Gemara, there's a violation of called parshas of Paskei Moshe and non Paskei. So it's a problem. The Magen Avraham doesn't really come up with Magen Avraham with the Turiyev and Rosh Hashanah. They don't really come up with a satisfactory solution to the problem. So that's what the Rav gave his suggestion. He said that basically it's the same din. The din is, we have to lay in Kriyas HaTorah Kichsovoy. So what says Kichsovoy? So he says it depends. If you lay in Kriyas HaTorah, so the Takanas Chachamim was that every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the Kriyas HaTorah as a whole has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So the units that you're working with are units of psukim, 3 psukim, 10 psukim. So since the units that you're working with are psukim, so there, a violation of Shalei Kichsovoy would be called Psukah Delei Paskim, Hashanah Delei Paskim. He is talking about the third parsha of Shema, after the first two parshios. So, we said there are a few different opinions as to how much of Kriya Shema is deraisa. So the Ramban's opinion was that only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad is deraisa, and everything else only the Ramban. So the Pshat we're going to say is not going to fit in if you hold like the Ramban. But we had the other Rishonim, Rashi's opinion, the opening Rashi and the Masechta. Rashi holds that the parsha Rishon is deraisa, but Hayom Shema is only the Ramban. Tyson's opinion is that the first two parshas are deraisa. So, if you assume either the whole first parsha is deraisa, the second parsha is derabbanan, or you assume like Tyson's, the first two parshas are deraisa, because it says b'shach b'chol kamecha, both in the first parsha and in the second parsha, then the chachamim were misakein the third parsha as a part of kriyashma. The chiras yitzias mitzrayim is a part of kriyashma. That we spoke about that. Why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, because he holds it as part of kriyashma. So since in Kriya Shema, the din that you're working with, even if you hold like the Ramban, that Minatar is only Pasuk Rishon, but when the Rabbanon, they made a takana that you should read state parshios. So when they wanted to introduce Zechiras Yitzir Tzrayim at the conclusion of Shema, so they introduced it B'Torah's Parsha. So they said you have to lay in a third Parsha. So since the unit that you're working with is a unit of Parsha, if you're laying less than a Parsha, that would be a violation of Shaloi Kichsovah. So that's how the Rav explained, the Gemara has that din in the end of Rosh Hashanah that we just said, Kishem Shachalukim Kan, just like the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, every Shabbos when they did the Nisach HaYayin after the Musafim, so they divided Hazinu into 6 units, and every week they recited the first unit, next week the second unit, the sixth week the sixth unit, the seventh week they went back to the first unit, Hazivloch and Chozuch Halila. So the Gemara says, Kishem Shachalukim Kan in the Beis HaMikdash for the Shiras HaLevim by Musafim, Kacha look in the Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to make Hoysofis on Shabbos Hazinu. You have to lay in Hazinu the way it says in the Chum. Why are you not allowed to make Hoysofis? What kind of a din is that? So the Rav said, because that's called Shaloi Kichsovai. What's Shaloi Kichsovai? Because there, Hazinu has to be read, B'Torah Shira. It's a poem. If you pause in the wrong place in the poem, you kill the poem. You ruin the whole poem. So the tradition was, just like Kishem Shahaluk in the Beis HaMikdash, just like the Levim used to divide up the Shiras Hazinu in units of paragraphs, So we have to divide it up in the Beis Shem. We have to learn Hazinu b'Torah Shira. And if you're going to make Kaisophis, it'll be a Kriya, Shaloi Kechsova. That's what the Achreinim and Magen Avram adds on. When you learn Oz Yashira, so you shouldn't make any Kaisophis. Just like the Gemara says, Hazinu should be recited b'Torah Shira. And these are units in Haziv Loch, are the six units of the Shira's Hazinu. So in Oz Yashira, it's one big unit. So it's not right to make Kaisophis in the middle of Oz Yashira. So that's how the Rav thought. That's the Teretz. So the two Gemaras are basically the same. And the third Gemara is also part of the same story. Tishim Shachaluk and Kan, Kachaluk and the Beis HaKnesses, is also the din of Kriya Shalai Kechsov. That's what his practice from Europe was. That was the Lubavitcher Minik, that there would be Medaktik on Haziv Loch, even on Shabbos afternoon. What's right before Hazinu? It's on Vayelach. The Shabbos afternoon Vayelach, so when they would lay Hazinu, and on Monday or Thursday morning, he would lay three aliyahs. He would lay till Revi. The people were going crazy. I remember it was an onset, and the people had to drive into Boston. Until they got the minyan, it took, they didn't start davening shakras on time. Until they put together the minyan, it took 10 minutes. And then he lays Kriya Satara, half a cedra. It takes forever to lay three aliyah. So he said, well, he came from in Europe. That was the practice, that they were makpid on Haziv Loch, not only on Shabbos morning when you're laying the whole Hazinu, even on Shabbos afternoon of Ayelech, and on Monday and Thursday morning, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that we're not makpid. We're only makpid on Shabbos morning. Oh yeah? I didn't know the Beis Yosef. I know other Achrayim have the practice not like the Ramos. He thought that it may be a violation of the Nisa Deraisa. If you lay Hazinu not pausing in the right place, even Hashem HaChamishi, it may be a violation of Kriya Shaloi Kichsam. The way we do Rosh Chodesh, that's based on the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara gives the explanation. The Gemara, you see, the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh, you're reading Psukim. So there the Gemara just says it'll be a violation if you read a half a pasuk. So we are careful not... So we read it twice. That's the Gemara says like that. Okay, we'll stop here. Well, Lineta, next week a suggestion was made. We should try to do a little Hilchos Pesach. Because the week after, I'm pretty sure on a Thursday afternoon, I have two weddings. Thursday night, so I won't be able to be here. So we'll next week. We'll start Hilchos Pesach.